All right, today we're tackling a concept that's really changing the game in AI, agentic LLM architectures.
That's right.
Forget the old idea, of large language models just giving you one answer and that's it. We're talking about AI that can actually, well, think, plan, and then act to get things done, complex things.
Exactly.
Our mission here is simple: give you a clear, quick rundown on what makes these systems so dynamic, so powerful.
And what's really fascinating, I think, is the shift. It's a big one. We're moving from these passive models,
The ones that just react.
just reacting to input, towards systems that are genuinely autonomous, intelligent systems acting on their own.
Okay.
So this deep dive will unpack that evolution, show how it happens, and maybe more importantly, why it's such a leap.
So let's pin this down. Agentic architecture. Is that just a fancy term for like a really well-tuned LLM, or is it something different?
It's fundamentally different, far more than just fine-tuning. A standard LLM, you give it text, it gives text back. One shot.
Right.
An agentic setup gives the LLM agency.
Agency.
Okay. Meaning it can make decisions, it can take actions, it can look at the results, and then change its own behavior to hit a goal, often a goal that takes multiple steps.
So it's not just generating text, it's running a whole process, adapting as it goes.
Exactly. It's orchestrating things. It works in this continuous cycle. Plan, act, observe, reflect.
Plan, act, observe, reflect, like a loop.
Precisely.
Yeah.
Think of it like a sense, plan, act loop, but it keeps going. That lets the AI adapt based on what actually happens.
That loop idea makes a lot of sense. It sounds really iterative. So, okay, what are the actual pieces, the building blocks that make this continuous improvement happen?
Good question. So beyond the base LLM, which is still core, you have other critical components. First up, memory modules.
Memory, like computer memory.
Sort of, but think maybe more like human memory. You've got short-term memory.
Like remembering what you're doing right now.
Exactly. Your working memory for the current task. And then you have long-term memory. This is more like a huge library you can search through, past experiences, learned information.
Okay, so like when I'm writing, I keep the current paragraph in mind. That's short term.
Right.
But I can also pull up all my research notes. That's the long term.
Precisely that analogy. And then another huge piece is tool integration.
Tools. What kind of tools?
Well, LLMs alone aren't great at everything. Complex math, for instance. Or getting truly real-time information.
Right, they have a knowledge cutoff usually.
Exactly. So an agentic system can be given access to tools. Think a calculator for math, maybe a code interpreter to run scripts,
Or a search engine.
or a search engine, yes, to get the latest news or data. This really boosts its capabilities beyond just language. It becomes an orchestrator.
An orchestrator. I like that. It really paints a picture. So it sounds like these agents aren't all the same, then. There's a range.
Definitely a range. You can think about it on a spectrum. At the simpler end, you have reactive agents.
Like stimulus response.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Think basic smart home commands. Turn the light.
Yeah.
Simple trigger, simple action. Then you have deliberative agents. This is mostly what we're talking about today. They plan, they reason, they handle multi-step tasks.
Like the AI designing software you mentioned?
Exactly. Or
Roughly.
planning a complex trip. And then further out, you have cognitive agents. The goal there is more human-like learning, adapting over longer periods, really improving their understanding.
Oh, that's quite a progression. But with all this capability, especially the deliberative kind, there must be challenges, right? Hurdles.
Oh, absolutely. Significant ones. Hallucination is still a major issue. Reliability.
Meaning the agent just makes stuff up.
Yeah, fabricates information. You obviously can't have that if it's handling something critical.
No kidding.
And then there are big security and ethical questions. Giving AI autonomy, especially access to tools that can affect the real world or access data.
Yeah, that needs careful thought, permissions, safeguards.
Absolutely. Robust controls are essential to make sure it doesn't, go off the rails or do something unintended.
Serious considerations. Okay, so looking forward then, where is this heading? What's next for these agentic systems?
Well, we'll definitely see more powerful, more specialized LLMs as the foundation. That's a given.
Right.
But a really key trend, I think, is better integration of symbolic reasoning.
Symbolic reasoning. What's that, like traditional logic?
Kind of. It's
Yeah.
about combining the strengths of neural networks,
Right.
the LLMs, good with patterns, language with more traditional AI, like logic engines or knowledge graphs that work with structured facts and rules.
Ah, like giving the creative LLM a fact checker.
That's a great way to put it, a fact checker or a rule book. These hybrid systems could really help clamp down on hallucinations, enforce consistency, make the outcomes much more reliable.
That sounds incredibly promising for dealing with some of those reliability issues.
It really is.
So bringing this all together, what's the big takeaway for you listening right now? What does this shift really mean?
I think it means we're witnessing AI evolve. It's moving from being just a tool that generates text into something more like a dynamic partner, an entity that can plan, act, learn on its own.
A partner, not just a tool.
Right. And that raises really big questions. As AI gets more agency, becomes more of a collaborator, we have to ask, what new kinds of problems can we tackle? But also, critically, what new responsibilities do we need to take on? How do we manage these autonomous systems?
Yeah, it's not just about the tech. It's about how we integrate it, how we govern it. Lots to think about.
Definitely.
Well, thanks for diving deep with us today on agentic LLM architectures. A fascinating area.
My pleasure. It's moving fast.